You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. Of episodes, I've talked a bit about how Dave and I started learning the systems on our new boat. If you talk to any cruiser, whether full-time or weekender, you'll almost always hear the same comment. There is so much to learn. The first year cruising, nothing seems easy. Everything is a new experience. Bridges, locks, getting fuel, water, remembering the anchor light, how to hoist the dinghy, plotting a course in the chart plotter, using a cruising guide to decide where to go. Is our draft going to be too deep for that anchorage? What do you mean we're out of water? The holding tank is full? How far can we go in a day? How can our batteries be dead? What clothes do I really need? Where should I store this? How much food should I buy? The questions are just endless. And then there are the repairs and maintenance. Most of us just aren't prepared for this. Ashore, many things can safely be put off until a convenient time, or we can call a repairman. Boat problems usually have to be dealt with when they pop up. And if it's something you've never dealt with before, what seems like a quick fix can take all day. Okay, so much for telling you how that learning curve seems to go straight up. If you own a boat, you already know all about it. But here's the good news. It really does get better. A lot better. Suddenly, you're not doing everything for the first time. You may not have things perfected, but you have a lot better idea of what you're doing. Things get rearranged as you find what you want in the most convenient places. You figure out what works for you. For us, aboard our first cruising boat, the one-year mark seemed almost magical. Suddenly, cruising became a lot more of what we had dreamt about. The reality is that it had actually been getting easier for a while, but arriving in a new cruising area just seemed like a major milestone. So how do you make it to that point without tearing your hair out, becoming a raging alcoholic, divorcing your partner, or deciding to just forget about cruising and sell the boat? The biggest thing we discovered was to slow down and prioritize. Get rid of the deadlines and the schedules. Don't think that everything has to be fixed, learned, or decided today. Don't be overly ambitious in how far you're going at first. Keep your daily mileages lower and plan some lay days instead of trying to be on the move every day. And be conservative with your weather windows. Don't try to do too much all at once. It's tempting with a new-to-you boat to plan a whole bunch of projects and buy supplies for all of them, try to learn all the new systems in a day, and so on. It's overwhelming. Obviously, you need to do anything necessary to make the boat seaworthy, but not everything has to be done immediately. We have a rule of only one major project at a time, and ditto with learning anything new. I know, it's hard to slow down. Particularly if you have a limited amount of time or coming from a career with firm deadlines and schedules. Slowing down a bit can make the whole transition a lot easier. Next time, I'll talk a bit more about specific strategies to help you along the new boat learning curve. For now, just know that things really do get easier. Soon, the daily chores are routine, and you get into a maintenance routine. And pretty soon, you'll find yourself telling a new cruiser to just hang on. It'll get easier.